RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Yeah, you know, it's You Better, You Bet. I mean, last show, we've been talking about it the whole show. Yeah, it's going to be weird tomorrow. But hey, you get to chill tomorrow.
Chilling at the doctor's office.
Yeah, it's all just...
it'll be a great time.
Yeah, it's all just very bizarre. While we're here... Before we do college football, we have like 40 minutes to get everything in. Any other awards thoughts you'd like to get off your chest?
I would say MVP, which I think that's like the only other one that's sort of like up for grabs right now. Like both rookies, I think Teteroa and McMillan won the award yesterday. I know like Tyler Shuck's been getting a lot of steam. People have been betting like, come on, he's like 8 touchdown passes. He's not going to win the award. Defensive Rookie of the Year feels like Carson Schlesinger is going to win that. Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, won it like 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, as the Cleveland Browns are going to win 3 games and win 2 awards somehow. I think McCaffrey is your likely comeback Player of the Year winner, barring some kind of injury, knock on wood, over these next couple of weeks. So I think MVP and coach are the two big ones. We talked about coach in the last segment. MVP, I agree with you. I said the same thing in the 3 o'clock hour, what you said at the start of the 4 o'clock hour. I think it's still going to be Matthew Stafford. I know there's been a lot of like, oh, Drake May, you know, MVP, and like a lot of people like in the Boston area, because like how, why wouldn't you say this? Drake May's been unbelievable, and the Patriots are awesome, but call it corny, but I think there's a little bit of like, you know, like, hey, this is Stafford's last chance, and we're dealing with humans.
Lifetime achievement?
And that makes it sound like he's like not having like a great year and is like unworthy. He's worthy, but this is just sort of like the tiebreaker in essence. And I'm not even sure there's like a tie, to be quite honest. Like, I think Stafford's a little bit ahead, and like the quote unquote like lifetime achievement gets him over the hump a little bit. But Stafford's raw numbers, they're still going to be insane, even though they're probably not going to win the division. Like, he's going to be 40 plus touchdowns, fewer than like 8 interceptions. Like, if he has 5 right now, if he doesn't throw another one the rest of the year, like, this is a pretty monstrous season. And the Rams won a bunch of games. Now they're likely going to be the 5 seed. That's the expected outcome, as long as Seattle takes care of business against Carolina. But Yeah, I still think he's going to win this award. So yes, Drake May had a big push and he's likely your number two guy. And think about it too, this upcoming week, Drake May and the Patriots are playing the Jets and Brady Cook. Who cares? Meanwhile, Stafford's on Monday Night Football next week. Like, Stafford's going to get a big time stage to light up an Atlanta Falcons defense where he's an 8-point favorite. Like, what do you think is going to be the conversation coming out of that game? So this actually feels like an opportunity to bet Matthew Stafford, even at the hefty price of minus 190 to minus 220, wherever it is you do your betting. But Stafford, I think, is going to win. And I'll be adding a little bit of Stafford this week. And yeah, I think that's it'll put an end on the NFL awards, but Coach of the Year is going to be fun. Let's see how it plays out these next 2 weeks.
And just to reiterate your opinion, you think it's basically like the Coach of the Year Bowl next Sunday night football with the Bears and the Niners in the Bay Area.
That's my opinion. Yeah. I think that's where we're headed. Where, as long as the Niners win tonight. Now, if the Niners lose tonight, then I think Shanahan, he takes a big step back. Like, you can't take an L to a 44-year-old quarterback in primetime. Like, that's a bad look, even though he's done a lot to overcome these injuries. But if the Niners win tonight, I think we're headed towards Ben Johnson versus Kyle Shanahan next Sunday night.
Okay. All right, let's do some college football here. After, you know, the group of five was really terrible. Those games.
Great showing.
Bet Oregon. Not my favorite bet of all time.
No.
Could have left the starters in a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a smidge longer.
Just to cover?
A little longer. Just a, yeah. Like, hey, Dan Lanning, what? can we cover the spread, please? It'd be great.
It was 48-13, and they had the ball on the 5-yard line, and Dante Moore threw that interception.
And that's why, like, you know, this debate, Femi, of like who QB1 is in the NFL draft, Mendoza or Dante Moore, that settled it for me. It's Mendoza.
That one play.
That one play. Yeah, like, hey, Dante Moore, cover the spread. Dante, come on.
You can't cover against JMU? Are you really the face of the franchise?
Come on. Fernando Mendoza would have covered. They covered against everybody this year. They beat Ohio State. Unbelievable. Oregon also lost to Indiana when they played outright in Eugene. Okay,
yep.
So Oregon beats JMU. Ole Miss destroys Tulane. Great job by you with the Alabama bet. I'll tell you what, man. I feel Oklahoma's up. Boomer Sooner up 17-0.
I thought DeBoer was ready to pack his bags, man.
DeBoer was going to like put a Michigan hat on at halftime with the way that was going. What a turnaround for Bama. And then Miami, like, it just felt like neither team, like, deserved to win. I guess Miami deserved to win more. Miami beats A&M 10-3 in College Station. Like, honestly, like, awesome defensive effort from Reuben Bain and Miami to win that game. Yeah. So now we get, in the next round, New Year's Eve in the Cotton Bowl, Miami and Ohio State, 2002 Fiesta Bowl rematch. Shout out to Maurice Claret. And Ohio State winning that game. And I was going to say Willis McGahee, but that was really unfortunate. And then we get the Rose Bowl with Alabama, Indiana. Yeah. Craig Krenzel.
Yep. Holy Buckeye.
Now we're doing that thing where guys just sit around and like name old athletes. Your trivia question, are you ready? Two-part trivia question. Ohio State had a game earlier in the year where they had a 4th-and-1 from about midfield, and Jim Tressel called like a long pass, which like no one expected would happen because of how conservative they were on offense. It went for a touchdown to win the game. Who was the opponent and who did the touchdown go to? And you will know who the receiver was. Played in the NFL.
I'm pretty sure this is the Purdue game, right? This is like the...
It was Purdue. Purdue is the opponent. That's right. Yep. Femi froze here, which is a really bad time.
How's that for timing, right?
Yeah. Well, now we just need Willow to start barking. So you got the Purdue part right.
For the cycle.
What about the receiver?
I'm not. Oh no. Okay. Is it?
You will know who it is. It's not someone that like only played in college.
Is it Michael Jenkins? Was he on that team? Boom. Let's go.
That's impressive. Purdue was, I thought, the tougher part of that, and you got that part first.
Yeah, because that's the game where he was like, holy Buckeye, Brent Musburger had the call.
That's pretty good.
One. Yeah.
A simpler time. Ohio State, Miami, then Alabama, Indiana. We've got Texas Tech, Oregon, and we've got Ole Miss and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night. Betting thoughts, Femi, from any of those games and any thoughts you have from the weekend? I've got a couple games that I like coming up here in the quarterfinals.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Finals.
Yeah, I mean, thoughts from the weekend. I think Alabama, Oklahoma, it didn't play out how I thought it would. I didn't think Alabama was going to get down 17-0. Otherwise, I'd have said, let's wait to bet it live.
Or like, let's bet Oklahoma.
Or let's bet Oklahoma. Yeah. Like I didn't think that was how it was going to play out there. But I think at the end of the day, like, Alabama was just a better team. Like, John Mateer, I don't think is as good as people think he is. Really good athlete, but as a thrower, pretty inconsistent. And Ty Simpson, most importantly, He didn't look as injured as people have been saying. You know, I feel like that was behind a lot of the OU steam there, if you want to call it. Like, a lot of it was Ty Simpson banged up and has not been the guy that we saw earlier this season. I thought he looked pretty good in the game. Just got to get some of those Bama wide receivers to hold on to the ball, and maybe they don't fall into a 17-point hole. But I'll say Miami, they have the talent to go on a run, but I think their offense is just way too bad. Like, it's they don't move the ball. And A&M's a good defense, but Miami just, like, I can't believe how poor they were on offense. So do I give them a puncher's chance to spin it forward to the Cotton Bowl? They can somewhat keep it competitive, but I feel like this is going to end up like 24-7 Ohio State wins, and the whole time I'm going to be like, damn, like, why did I bet Miami plus 9
and a half? I think Miami's going to cover. I think Miami's going to cover in the game. I do. I mean, I do.
I would never lay Ohio State. I'm worried. How's Miami scoring? That's my concern with this game. I like the under. That's what I'm going to bet in this game. It's like, I want to bet on both, because Ohio State's defense, we've talked about it all season. Miami's defense has been top notch. They're awesome in the trenches. Reuben Bain, like, he made himself money this past Saturday. Like, I think that their defense can play well, but Carson Beck, do you trust him against this Matt Patricia Ohio State offense or defense? I don't think I do.
Do you trust Ohio State to score a lot on the Miami defense? I guess is where I would go next. Especially with how they looked against Indiana.
If given the amount of chances that A&M had, I think I do. I think I trust them to get to 20. Now, can Miami do their end and get to like 14? like that's where we're at here. So that's why I'm like, I think I'm just going to bet the under and take the whole thing out of it. Because I think if Miami wins the game, it's going under. And also too, like, I was talking to a buddy of mine Saturday night. We're hanging out watching the games. And he's a big Ohio State fan. And he was like, hey, like, anytime they play like really good competition, they don't score. So to your point, maybe that's a nice bet for Miami. Like, hey, like, Ohio State's not going to score because they played Texas. They played Indiana. I guess you could say Michigan, but like, Michigan was like, that's like a whole nother deal here. But Texas and Indiana, they didn't score in those games. So now with Miami, another really good team in the trenches, they're probably going to struggle as well. So I like the under, but it sounds like you like the Hurricanes. I could see where you're from. I'm just scared that Miami might not score enough to stay within it.
All right, so that's the Cotton Bowl. That's New Year's Eve at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's go to New Year's Day. We can hit all three of the games quickly. Yep. Orange Bowl at noon Eastern. So it's like a 9 a.m. body clock game for Oregon against Texas Tech. The Ducks, despite obviously Texas Tech having the bye, Oregon, a 1.5-point favorite in the game. Looks like it's going to go to 2 at MGM. Total 52.5. Any early thoughts here on Oregon, Texas Tech?
Yeah, maybe they should just stay up the whole night and celebrate the new year out there and just adjust to the East Coast time.
Seems like a terrible idea.
I haven't slept since the 30th. Great. I like
as someone who has partied in Miami on New Year's Eve. That is a terrible idea.
That's one city I've never been. Maybe one day we'll.
I went to the Orange Bowl. Who did Oklahoma play?
Was it SC? Like, were you at that one?
No. It was a playoff game. Oklahoma lost.
Bama.
Oklahoma.
It was Kyler Murray. Yeah, Kyler Murray. Yeah. When Quinton Williams called him Kyler Murray.
And we watched, so we went to the Orange Bowl on New Year's Eve night and then went and saw The Weeknd perform at the Fontainebleau. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You did it right. At least I've heard. I've never been. Maybe one day.
Absolutely trashed. And wore a Knicks Kristaps Porzingis jersey. I remember that.
Because why wouldn't you? They let you into the club with it on? Like,
oh, no. So we ended up, it was like me and a couple people that worked at CBS at the time. So we had a hotel on South Beach. So I went and like changed to go out afterwards. Okay, but I wore the Knicks jersey to the game.
I was like, here I am. I'm like, Knicks jersey to the game is aggressive, but I'm like, they let you into the club with a Porzingis jersey.
No. So that's the Orange Bowl 2015, Oklahoma. It was Clemson, Oklahoma. Oh, Clemson. And we bet Oklahoma, okay. And Clemson won 37-17. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that was later that night was Michigan State Bama in the Cotton Bowl, which was like 38-0 or whatever.
I think I have a picture somewhere of like me like holding an Oklahoma flag with like an Oklahoma alum in my Kristaps Porzingis jersey, like really messed up.
How many people ask you, why are you wearing a Knicks jersey?
I don't think like anyone cared if memory serves me right. And like I was like there for like 3 months at that point, and I was like very into like I'm from New York and I'm gonna let everybody know. No one cared.
There's a lot of you guys down there is what I've heard.
Boca Raton might be like the sixth borough of New York. New York City.
going to Boca. That's a fun episode on Sopranos. I think Oregon's going to win this game.
I like Oregon too.
I say this as someone who loved Texas Tech like all season, liked them a lot in the summertime to win the Big 12. Have been on this Texas Tech train. Their offense isn't good enough, and that's a problem. Their defense is top notch, but their defense hasn't seen an offense like Oregon's. The Big 12 isn't that good, guys. And while Texas Tech's numbers are great, they're a really good team, I think Oregon's just a little bit better. So I agree with the betting market. I think Oregon should be favored. I like Oregon to win the game. When the bracket came out, I looked at it and said, that's a tough draw for Texas Tech. So I'm sticking with that. I think Oregon advances.
I like Oregon, too. I don't know if I love Oregon. Miami right now is shaping up as my favorite bet of the round. Like, I have opinions on the others, but I don't know if I'm bringing any of them, like, little piggies to market. You want to give us a quick thought on Indiana Bama? We'll carry this to the other side and then talk Week 17.
100%, because this is my favorite bet, and it's Indiana against Bama. I love Indiana in this spot. I think they're going to wax them. I really do. I don't think Bama's that good. I like Bama because I don't think Oklahoma's good at all. That's why I like Bama in the last round. I think Indiana, outside of like preseason expectations or whatever, they check all the boxes of a national title winner, and Bama, this ain't Nick Saban's Bama team. They do not check any of those boxes. So this is a pretty easy bet for me. Under a touchdown, I might try to lay some alts. I think Indiana wins this one by like 20 plus.
It does look like a fascinating point spread, right? Where it's like Bama plus 7.
Oh,
maybe go the other way.
I'm laying it.
Yeah.
The other way.
I don't know if I disagree. A little bit more on the Rose Bowl, and then we'll get to Ole Miss and Georgia and the Sugar Bowl. Then it's week 17 in the NFL next year on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.